Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add him and leave it with Rob Bollocks?
Señor Bollocks.
That good sounds good in Spanish, doesn't it?
Good morning. Hola to you.
Right, I'd already done my stuff for today.
Okay, a couple of days thanks very much.
I'd already worked it out, and then this story came to me.
Yeah.
I prepared. I started doing that quite a lot now. I'm taking it a lot more seriously this year.
Skills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, this story came up, and it's something that we might actually be able to help stop.
Okay,
with
good.
The power of the people.
So you're trying to rally people up.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Power of the peeps.
Until recently, the Arctic Ocean's ice cover made it a natural acoustic refuge for marine animals. For much of the year, many marine animals, including narwhals, love that name, belugas and bowhead whales, rely on clicks, whistles, songs and other noises to locate food, raise calves and find mates for survival. But melting sea ice has led to the expanding shipping routes and increased oil and gas exploration in the Arctic, and that traffic is expected to quadruple by 2025.
So
as the ice
is melting because of damage that we've done from that stuff, they're increasing it in the areas where it's melted so that...
Yeah. It's terrible. Anyway, the activity, what they do, the activity puts whales and other species at tremendous risk.
Which activity are they're increasing?
The oil and gas
exploration.
Right, okay. I missed that, but sorry.
They use seismic air guns.
Oh, yeah, right?
They're used during oil and gas
explosions.
It's
almost like they intentionally melted the ice so that they could explore it.
The sound is so intense, it's like a jet taking off and it would rupture your eardrums. So imagine what it does to the whales and all that.
It would be like someone just coming in and playing
the megaphone or something.
Non-stop, and you're right up in your quiet little in your sleeping bag on quite right out under the stars.
But something can be done, right? Arctic nations. I was quite happy.
Arctic or Antarctic?
Arctic nations, okay, so including Canada, Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, Russia. The Russian Federation and America must acknowledge the impacts of underwater noise and take action to keep it at safe levels. And I was really happy about that until I read Russian Federation and America.
Two really good people you can rely upon who don't have any sort of veto in anything and aren't hungry for oil much.
But I think if we make a bit of a fuss about it, we'll start off here.
Well, we had that massive boat which was caught. It was caught some... No, the Atlas or some ridiculous thing like that that was doing it for a while off our coast, and now I think it's been stopped now.
Yeah, yeah, I saw the ads. Yeah, I remember all the Greenpeace
ads. Good job too.
Yeah,
good job. But I watched a documentary not about that, but a few years ago about noise pollution.
Yeah,
in the water and just how much noise like just a ship makes, like just a container ship.
Did you know at one time there's 60,000 container ships on the oceans at one time? That's outrageous. But I suppose you need it. But
almost actually not as much as...
Okay.
Terrible for the environment, though. Yeah. Oh, God.
So that's just a little thing I'd like you to have a think about, listeners, and start making a petition and jump up and down and make a bit of noise. Not underwater, obviously, but, you know.
Maybe one day you'll just have a... That's a good idea, actually, Rob. I mean, it's a...
I can't believe that they are going into the areas that have melted because of damage they've done. I can't get over that part.
Well, it's all part of that, all part of the master plan, isn't it?
Yeah, you think you just kind of step back a bit and be like, "Oh,
you've
experienced like it."
You know about the people that do oil and stuff, right? Satanic bastards.
It's not necessarily the people doing it. I thought maybe there'd be another organisation in place, like, hey. Just back off a little bit.
Hey, you've already broken it.
Don't keep coming on in.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that one. Right, these are really good ones from my Bible, my personal Bible.
Oh, QI. Is that the facts book?
Yes. These ones that just jumped out at me today. I love French people. France has a short story vending machines. They have short story vending machines.
Oh, how relevant. We've been talking about short stories a lot this week.
Oh, really?
Monday.
We talked about short stories and our love of short stories.
If I'm at Papakura Station and I'm going into town, it's like 40-45 minutes, I can get a little short story. I think that'd be brilliant. Or on a bus trip or something.
And it would
like
be
that.
Cool if you could when you came back, once you're done with the short story, just you could put it back in,
yep,
and it could recycle around.
Oh, well, that's a good idea, yeah, once you'd absorbed it. The there used to be, there's a guy down, I bought a couple of poems, which I guess are version, you know, same sort of thing, I guess, like boutique one-off poems that this guy, an ex-BFM actually, was selling in the mall in Wellington. I've seen them up here recently as well. The one we bought one about Datura and one about a hydro slide.
They're going
quite, quite different. Well, I mean, yeah, but the opportunities out there, people were buying them. I think he was hand printing them because they look cool. Hand-printed.
Oh, fantastic!
Oh, no, what a wonderful gift!
Fantastic!
What a beautiful, thoughtful gift.
I actually saw someone reading a book again on the train this morning. I think I might try doing that myself.
Yes.
A book or a brochure?
A proper book.
How about that?
Paperback.
Talk about them earlier.
I can lend you one.
I've got loads of books. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, then there you go.
Is
the train ride long enough to really knuckle onto a book?
Yeah. 50 minutes.
No, of course it is.
Let me ask you, what's long enough to knuckle into a book?
I don't know. Sometimes
if you've got 5 minutes, sometimes
I'll walk around the house doing stuff, reading a book. In my one hand.
Okay.
You do that?
Wow.
It's weird, eh? That is a weird thing to do. Like
gesticulating with your other hand.
Like walking the rubbish bin up the drive.
You got 5 minutes. If you're really into your book.
I don't have 5 minutes.
If you've got 5 minutes and you're really into your book, you'll pick it up and you'll read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah. But then, yeah, like I said, that thing where I don't finish the end of them sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Weird, yeah.
This one, I love this one. Peter Carl Fabergé made...
That name again?
Peter
Carl Fabergé.
Made 50 exquisite Fabergé eggs and one Fabergé potato. I want it. I want a Fabergé potato.
What did you do that for?
Rob, someone texted in saying penguin books started off in vending machines.
Oh, did they really? Mm. Wow, I never knew that.
Neither
probably next to the cigarette machine.
Book and a ciggy.
Yeah, and a coffee. Wow. In 2016, Australian police offered cash prizes to any drivers they found to be sober.
That's interesting you say that, because I went through a cop stop just before Christmas and they were giving out bags of lollies to people who were sober.
Really?
Yeah.
Shooting the other people
now,
in
did
the
you
face
get one?
That were
yes,
drunk.
I did get one.
Now, were you yesterday, not as recently as yesterday, just pondering whether you had a hole in your tooth?
I see.
No one is blaming the constabulary. All I'm saying is maybe an apple would have been nice.
Oh yeah,
here's an apple.
Dried fruit.
Concept of like an award
for doing what you should be doing anyway. That's ludicrous. They should punch the people in the face that are drunk. I know that's a bit harsh.
That
if you're
seems
giving,
harsh.
Yeah, but you've done something wrong. You know what I mean? How
you
just
lose your license for like 5 years.
Yeah, I feel like that's the
5 years.
Okay.
You should lose it for 5 years straight off the bat.
Retract that punching him in the face. Don't
but I
do
think,
that.
Yeah,
police.
Giving cash awards or lollies seems
book vouchers.
Our vending machine book vouchers.
Full circle.
Right.
Scratch a one.
I like this one. Got the morbs was Victorian slang for temporary melancholia. Melancholia?
Got the morbs.
Got the morbs.
Got the morbs. I like that one. People in Iceland can be stopped by the police for driving under the influence of the Northern Lights.
You can't drive while...
People in Iceland can be stopped by the police for driving under the influence
Does
of the Northern Lights. I think as people drive it, they see it, and they just...
It is of such wonder.
Yeah.
And it's such a...
But would that mean...
Unique and dazzling spectacle.
Yeah.
Would that mean that if the Northern Lights are out, no one can be driving?
Yeah.
They'll come out of their homes.
Yeah.
Just all gather together, hug.
What if you have somewhere to be? That seems...
Wow,
no,
wear
know.
Sunglasses. I don't know.
They're quite prepared. Like Scandinavian people, stuff like that, they're quite prepared. So maybe it's the same.
What do you call them? Blinkers.
Visors.
Yeah,
or
they've got a driver that's got blinkers.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there going, whoa,
yeah.
Bring it out of the lights.
Driverless cars. That'd be perfect for the old driverless cars, wouldn't it?
Hovercraft.
Oh, I love a hovercraft. Mm. Okay, the exclamation mark was originally called the point of admiration.
A lot of warmth for the hovercraft just there.
Yeah.
Exclamation mark was called the what?
The point of admiration. That's what it used to be called.
So, yeah. Yeah, okay.
And I'll finish
like
on this
too.
One, or I might have a few. The scientific
it's
journal.
A good, by the way, it's a good bit of punctuation.
I just want everyone to know that Rob has pages of notes.
Yeah.
What would you
guys rate as your favourite bit of punctuation? Character of punctuation.
Exclamation mark.
Yeah, that's been one of my favourites.
I use it a lot.
Yeah, same.
Sometimes consecutively.
Oh, if it's more than one, then you're in trouble.
Why?
Oh,
well, normally getting a point across to you. You're angry if you use more than
one. Oh,
no.
No, three
can be
happy.
Very excited. Or,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, the scientific journal Academic Emergency Medicine records an experiment in which sheep were tasered while high on crystal meth.
Didn't affect them.
This is this whole thing giving animals.
That is just that's animal cruelty.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
I'm not into
shame
it. It's like
on
when they
you.
Gave MDMA to dolphins or something.
Yeah, yeah,
they
we talked
that?
About that.
To
yeah.
dolphins.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Was it
that.
Dolphins?
Oh, it was just to see how they interacted
yeah,
with each
it was
other.
Weird.
Well, I've seen dolphins on the pufferfish. I haven't seen them on
no,
the.
It was like a experiment.
Oh, that's funny.
They get out of it.
A poison. The poison spiny pufferfish, and they let it poison them just enough so they get. and then they toss it around to each. Pass it around. Not sure what time of the day, but they definitely pass it around.
Okay, I've got time for one more, have I?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, two more quick ones. A Dutch designer has invented a chair that gives an electric shock to people who say yes, but in meetings. And lastly,
what about people who start the sentence with "so" in meetings? That's my pet hate.
So
what we're doing with that is so the way that we're gonna
yeah.
So our proposition is
a cumberground is someone whose only purpose is to take up space. I think we all know a lot of people like that.
A cumberground.
I don't like that.
A cumberground.
Oh, so what is a cumberband then?
It was the octopus. Octopus. On it.
Oh, no, yeah, that's right. Yeah, octopus. In actual fact, it's being one of my books.
I think that's cruel.
Oh, it's animal cruelty.
Yeah.
It's someone with too much time on their
hands. Octopus is funky enough. An octopus is up to enough funky stuff without.
Yeah.
Same with the sheep. I think
if an octopus chose to ingest any particular substance, it would do it by choice.
It would already
be up and running with that.
Oh, shit.
Just before we lose you, Rob, someone says, "Hi, I read every day on the bus, 30 minutes each way, morning and night, my only quiet time, and I love it. Sometimes I'm so engrossed, I don't want to get off."
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I've been
it's not
like
a contest,
that.
But well done. That's great. It's great.
And finally, I'd like to say Tottenham, we're playing Dortmund at 9 o'clock. We're 3-0 up, but I think we're going to lose.
Because you're 3-0 up?
What with that attitude, mate? Yeah. Well, try being a Tottenham supporter your whole life. You're just waiting for stuff to go wrong.
Oh,
God.
Come on, cheer up.
No, we're going to win.
I keep forgetting your English. Okay, right.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
I've got the more.